Hey, Daily Dosers, my name's Austin Payne, and yes, I'm one of two Raiders fans at North Coast Church. Go Raiders. And before you leave, before you click off, I'll turn this back around so it's not distracting to you. Today, we're diving into maybe my favorite book of the Bible, and it's largely because of what Chris talked about this weekend, that you got John, who writes my absolute favorite gospel. It's different than the other three gospels. He writes out of order. He writes using analogies. He uses these I am statements, but at the end of John, he writes the purpose of his entire book. He says, I write these things down so that you might believe, and that through believing, you might have life. That you believing in Jesus is going to be the very key to you having John 10:10, life and life abundant in the person of Jesus. And having said that, this is still the most, hands down, the most difficult passage for me in all of Scripture. Is 1 John chapter 4. You got John at the end of his life, having been boiled alive at this point, watched all of his friends martyred for the sake of Jesus, and he writes over and over and over again this repetitive nature in 1 John, and yet it comes to this culmination in chapter 4 for me. And Chris read it this last weekend in his sermon, but I want to remind us as a community, because I know I need this reminder on a daily basis. Because like I said, this is the most difficult thing for me to live out. And it says this in 1 John chapter 4. It says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son in the world that we might live through him. He's doubling down on this concept that life and love, there's an equal sign between those things. To live life and life abundant, I write these things so that you might believe, and that through believing in Jesus, the Son of God, you might live, you might have life. He says, these things are tied together. I'm someone that likes to live life to the fullest. I'm a 7 on the Enneagram. I plan my next vacation while I'm on vacation. And some of the things that drive my wife crazy of my sense of adventure, I'm just so challenged in Scripture that even the greatest adventure here, or the best job out there, or the closest-knit family, it's not going to compare to the life that comes from believing in Jesus Christ and understanding that I am first and foremost loved, and only from that place am I going to be able to have a life. That over and over and over again, this repetitive message of 1 John, that we got to believe God enough to know and understand who he is, and then believe him enough to do what he says. And what does he say? To love him and then to love one another. He just continues to double down on it. And again, here he says this, 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, this is love. Not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Right, that it's loving God is not our, it's not that we have to go out and figure out how to love God. That's not the primary role of a Christian. It's to first and foremost receive the love of God and understand who God is and that his very character is love, starting from that place. This is love, not that I did anything to love God, but that he loved me first, and that through just constantly daily receiving that, that's how I'm gonna live. And what is life and life abundant? It's receiving the love of God. And then it's this next part. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us. His love is made complete in us. That we have to start from this place of knowing God loves me and receive that. And friends, like I said, this is the most difficult thing in Scripture because I forget that on a daily basis. My performance, my insecurity, my pride, all of these things come from a place of forgetting that I'm loved first and foremost and trying to go out and receive that love in other ways. I try to live life my own way. I try to live life and life abundant with my definition. And he says, constantly keep coming back to, I write these things so that you might believe. And that through believing, you might have life. What is life? It's first and foremost understanding God loves me, and I have to come back to that on a daily basis and be fully known and fully loved by him. And then and only then can I make God's love complete by loving other people. No one's ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us. His love is made complete in us. What an encouragement. What a great reminder. What a challenge. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.